Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
The one and only Don S. McClure. We got an exciting show for you tonight. And I do mean exciting. It's going to be one of those ones you won't forget. And we're trying a little new thing out on the system. So I sure hope it works. I'm always experimenting. And they like, why do you wait till the show comes on to experiment? Now, you know, when your mother told you don't do something, you did it anyway. But anyway, we got a good show for you tonight. If you'd like to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. and I do mean all over the world, Russia, Kosovo, Japan, UK. You can get in, man. If you can get in, you can fit in. Ooh, that's corny. But anyway, or go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and strike. Well, don't hit it too hard. The on-air button is in red, and you will be on air. So what can I tell you, man? I picked out some really good tracks tonight. Our featured artist for tonight is the Four Tops. And I know that's before some of y'all were born, because it was 1964, and some of y'all wasn't born until 1970, 1975. But they were cutting up back then. So I think you'll enjoy it. Like I said, we got a lot of new stuff going on that you can participate in the enjoyment of the good music. Tonight's subtitle, Memories, Good or Haunting. Your memories can bring joy and sometimes, only sometimes now, a little sadness. So I want you to think about that, and just don't let the sad bugs bite, because they hurt. I tell you, man, whoever my writer is, he's gone. All right, so we got some good stuff to start off with. We're going to talk a lot about karaoke, you know, because my karaoke parties, man, they just be something else. So a lot of the music that they ask me to play at karaoke or sing, or somebody else will sing, I play on my show, right? So this time, the ladies were all bent out of shape. This was on a Saturday night. And they was just complaining about the guys. I just down them me and probably you. But y'all just give us a hard time. I said, okay, all right, whatever. They said, well, I need a hero. I said, a hero? They say, yeah, and we're not talking about you either. I said, oh, okay, all right, I could have been a hero. But anyway, so I thought I'd play the song that they was all singing at the karaoke, I Need a Hero by Bonnie Tyler. I just don't get it. They got a hero, me.
Thank you.
we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Now, can you believe they're talking about, I need a hero, and he got to be strong, and he got to be quick, and he got to be something else, whatever the heck they say it. Can you believe it? I need a hero. Oh, Lord. They probably, nope, can't say it. Oh, man, they probably have good persons. That's what I was going to say. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And it is Friday night. And, man, I'm creating characters for the Army of Crystal Catherine Magic. That's going to be in a book called The World of Color. And she has to fight these people that are made up of color, right? And they don't like Christmas lights, and they don't like Christmas joy. They don't like anything outside of what they create. And so, Crystal Catherine Magic, Commander KK, and her best girlfriend, Skystar, and one of her leading flight commanders, Katara Katrina. And they're going, man. They're going. It's going to be seven of them. Seven, seven, seven. The Magnificent Seven. Well, that's not how I go, but. All right, let me get to this other track. You know, a lot of times I'll play friend of mine's music, and this is one of my best friends, seriously. She's like a play sister. Her name is Amarilla Santiago. She's called the Latin Phoenix. And she's bad, man. And that young lady's got a good head on her shoulder, doing a lot of great things. The track is called Know Me Do. Me Do. That's right. I got it right. And her mother used to always say, Don Loco, Don. I don't know, Don kind of loco. But they would listen to my show all the time. And Amaryllis is really supportive. She bought a lot of books, you know, put the pictures out there. And she got a lot of talent. So I'm going to play this track for our Latin artists. It's called Know Me Do. Amarillis Santiago, a.k.a. the Latin Phoenix.
Me quedo callada, soy como una niña dormida. Que puede despertarse con apenas solo un ruido. Cuando menos se lo espera, cuando menos lo imagino, sé que un día no me aguanto y voy. Y te miro y te lo digo a los gritos, y te ríes y me tomas por una loca atrevida. Pues no sabes cuánto tiempo en mis sueños te ha vivido. Ni sospechas cuando te nombré.
And that was my play sister, Amaryllis Santiago, a.k.a. the Latin Phoenix. That girl can cut, man. And she does another track that, I mean, everybody's just crazy about. I'm going to play it next week, too. It's called Your Smile or Ain't. It's Your Smile. And she could cut it, I'm telling you. So, you are listening to the Senora, the Senor, Danes McClure, the one and only Danes. The number's 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial. I don't care if you're in a hole. I don't care if you're in prison. Ask them to bring you the phone. Say, I must, warden. I must listen to Danes McClure. Well, since it is your last day before you get out, you've been pardoned, my son. I will let you listen to the great one, Danes McClure. He plays in all of our prisons. I think he should be in the prison. No, that was corny. That was just corny, man. Anyway, let me get to another track because I'm having some fun right here. But that was Know Me Doe by Amaryllis Santiago, a.k.a. the Latin Phoenix. Man, and if you're just not tuning in, you're missing some tracks, man. So I'm going to play I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. You know, sometimes you run into problems, right? And you think, man, what is going on? But I'm going to tell you something. There's always going to be a way out. At least that's what I tell myself. So I want you to think about that. We're going to play this track. Like I told you, we're going back to some of the 70s, 60s, 80s. Some of you wasn't born yet. But Gloria Gaynor was really big. She did a track called I Will Survive. And a lot of people used it. They used it in movies and stuff like that, too. All right, here we go. Again, for the girls at the karaoke who seem to always want to pick up Survivor songs. I'm a survivor. I will. Oh, not that one. Okay, all right.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore.
Wow, man. Can you believe that? I will survive. I got all my love to give. I got all my whatever to give. I will survive. That used to be the rallying cry for the females. Species. And they'd be growling. Yarr, I will survive. I said, woo, okay. You sure you don't need a chill pill or something? They said, no, Don, I will survive. I said, okay, all right. Woo. Anyway, we got some great music for you. We really do. It is 7:20. We got to take a quick break. But when I come back, man, we got some great music for you. I kid you not. It's on fire. Sounds good, too.
Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
All right. DSM, I want to thank you. And, you know, when I do the MacArthur, right, that traveled to the Philippines, and I like Winston Churchill, though, better, because I like my Winston Churchill impression, right? Now, this is about long before a lot of y'all were even born, right? So Winston Churchill was the head of England, and they were being bombed by Germany. And Winston Churchill said, listen, the people, we shall fight them on the beaches. We shall fight them in the waters. We shall fight them forever. And we shall be victorious. And I really don't know why I'm saying that. Lord help me. I don't know. Anyway, I just like those characters, man. They were pretty good. Hey, I'm going to play a track that I've been asked to play. And again, tonight is dedicated to the karaoke girls. I don't know what's wrong with them, man, but they asked me to play a couple of tracks that they sing actually at karaoke. And most of the songs are in challenge to the guys. I guess they think they're going to make the guys angry or something. But anyway, they all got together and said, we're going to sing this song. And we hope you guys out there get it. And I said, get what? You know, I hollered out in the background, Get what? You're going to get the message, especially you, Don S. McClure. So I said, okay. All right, I said, Charlie, hit the music for him. So here you go. Raining men. I don't know why you would want to sing a song about men falling out of the sky.
Weather girl, and have we got news for you?
You better listen.
Get ready for your lonely girl, and leave those umbrellas at home.
All right.
Yeah.
is raining men. Short ones, bad ones, tall ones, just raining them. I can't believe they even answered the question about, we used to exercise on that. I said, yeah, I can see y'all now shaking. Woo, look at the men falling out the sky. Oh, man. And I got asked to play that song. I just don't understand, ladies. I don't understand. But I kind of like that track. Oh, raining men. That's deep. All right, we're going to jump to it. And... you know, I guess after it rained the men, there were other tracks that I need to play. So I'm going to get to that. We got a track by Bill Withers. And don't forget, tonight, the group that we're honoring is the Four Tops. And they got some tracks, man. They could cut. And they wasn't raining men either. Raining women, raining dogs and cats. They were just raining. But anyway, let me play this track, and when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. Tonight's show, memories, good or haunting. You know, some of those memories are very, very good. You cherish them further, and some are haunting memories, and some make you a little sad. But I guess if you're raining men, I guess that was a happy... I guess that was a happy memory.
A man we passed just tried to stare me down. And when I looked at you, you looked at the ground. I don't know who he is, but I think that you do. Dadgummit, who is he and what is he to you? I had something in my heart and in your eyes. Tell me not someone just passing by. And when you cleared your throat, was that your cue? Dadgummit, who is he and what is he to you?
Featured artist, it is 7:42, And we have a what we call a dual track. We're going to play the artist followed up by Gloria Gaynor. So she's going to go first. And she's got a track called Never Can Say Goodbye. And then she goes into a track called Reach Out. So I thought I'd do her first and then hit you with the back, with the four tops coming out with Reach Out, because they did a great job on that too. So back-to-back music and Gloria Gaynor doing Never Can Say Goodbye and then jumping into Reach Out for me. You know, I think she was trying to say, I got to reach out for Don, reach out, for him. Oh, man. Anyway, let me play this track. And when we come back, then we got more four tops for you and some Angie Stone. So here we go. Gloria Gaynor, Never Can Say Goodbye.
Bye. No, no, no.
Did you hear them guys? The Four Tops? I'll be there. Reach out. Just reach out for me. I'll be there. That was pretty good. That was one of the Motown tracks. But I like the one also by Gloria Gaynor. And I definitely like the track by Michael Jackson. Never can say goodbye. Also, I'm going to play the one next week by Isaac Hayes. I never can say goodbye, even though my heart aches and I don't know the words to the song. Oh, man. But Ike, because you know, that's a bad song, man. And wow, is all I can say. I'll be there. Reach out. Reach out for me. Hey, I'm going to play a track by Angie Stone called I Wish. And somebody told me that she actually wrote that for one of her girlfriends who knew me. Say, I wish I didn't know that, Don S. I said, what? And my producer, I was just joking. I said, okay, man, don't get started. I'm trying to get the track to play.
Thank you.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I was just focusing in on that last track, Can We Talk? And, you know, when I went to junior high, which is middle school, I wanted to talk to this girl and walk her home, right? I said, can we talk? She said, no, my daddy will get me. And I said, girl, your daddy ain't even around. And she said, I'm telling you, Don, you asked him for trouble. And I said, look, I just got to know your name. Can we talk? And I had my boys backing me up. They were singing, too. Can we talk for the minute? And so we walked around the corner, and there was this guy, 6'3", 350 pounds. He's I'm her daddy. And no, you can't talk? And you can't know her name. I said, oh, okay, excuse me, sir. Excuse me. And we ran, man, fast. Can we talk? See, you be asking them, can they talk? And they be saying, yeah, knowing they can't talk. So I don't know. Nah, you crazy, man. Anyway, I stood on the balcony one day at a school, and I sang, Johnny Gill, my. And she still didn't give me a phone number.
wonder, all this time, slip on your nightgown, step in our bedroom, cause I wanna take some time, I just wanna look at you, girl you are so fine, I can't believe my eyes, and all that I wanna do.
Daddy talking about, you better not be singing no my to my little girl. That man had a big old stick, dude. I say, oh man. See, those were the days, man. Remember, the show is about tonight. Memories. The good ones or haunting ones. Your memories can bring joy and sometimes a little sadness, but you'll have more joyful memories than you will sad. I can guarantee that, because I'm telling you, they chase me with them sticks all the time, all the daddies. It was a daddy brigade. We're going to get that little Don S. McClure messing with our little girls. I say, oh, man, they like me. All right, Four Tops, our featured artist for the night, or featured group. Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. This is like back in the day, girls, ladies, young women. This is how they used to enchant. Well, that's Johnny Gill. Can't play that. How about this?
tonight. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so alone.
Thank you.
Did you hear my name on there? At the last little part, she said, Don, come on in, out of that rain. Come on out of the rain, old stupid boy. You know how when you get mad at your girlfriend or wife or whatever it is, right? I don't know why guys run out in the rain. I have no idea. And they'd be like, come on in out of that rain. I said, okay, all right. So, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, guys, we don't be thinking right. That's Wendy Moulton out of Memphis, Tennessee. That girl can cut, man. And she's working with Blake Shelton, working on some new stuff. So I know she's going to be hot. I think she got a concert coming up, too, in April or March. I got to find out which one it is. It's probably, it should be April, because I think she did one. But I'm going to find out. Keep you guys abreast. But we got another track. I'm just crazy about Wendy Moulton. I don't care what you say. Wendy Moulton, she got a track called This Man. Every time I hear this feeling, I just cry. Cry all over my computer, man. I just be boo-hooing away. And my producer be like, Don, what is wrong with you? I mean, this feeling of love got me. It's got me by the toes. You ever get that feeling that your toes tingle, your ears wiggle, your nose twitch? Sounds like you're having an episode to me, but that does. But it does happen. Okay. I'm telling you, wait till you hear this song, man. This is a heart wrencher. Just grabs at you. Kind of song that is in the, what's that show that have all the crying on it? Lifetime and Hallmark and LMN. Yeah, I'll be watching them shows, crying with my tissue.
World is much brighter, and now
And so, especially with that part that she hits, I can't she just go up, man. And I just cry all over my computer. Matter of fact, somebody texts me talking about your music skipping. I say, well, yes, I know that. That's an engineering thing. But what about my crying? I'm in pain. I'm in memory pain. They said, I'm just calling about your music. It sounds good, but I was like, I can't believe that. Just drive a stake through my heart. Oh, man. That's my board is lit up with blue lights with people listening. And I've got a lot of compliments on the show tonight. They're like, Don, you're cutting up, man. So we're going to have to do engineering, find out why we get some skippers. But we're going to work on that because that music be really good. Hey, it is 8:37, and I am almost out of here. I like that Four Top stuff we played, too. That was really good. I got some more stuff I got to play, and I got a request. Can you believe somebody want to hear It's Raining Men? I cannot believe that I got 18 requests from ladies. Come on, they want to hear some Raining Men. I say, well, it's raining outside. Did you get enough rain? And they said, no. They want to hear the rain song. That's what they called it. Don, can you play that rain song? I said, a rain song? They said, yeah, play the rain song. So it's 8:38, and you know I have to please my fans. And but the rain song? Have you seen the video to that, too? Men be falling out of the sky with their BVDs on and trench coats. Oh, man. All right, one more time to please the crowd. Then I got to get to some other tracks. We got 21 more minutes to go. I hope it ain't raining men. Somebody will fall in my ceiling.
Girl.
Uh-huh.
And have we got news for you?
You better listen.
Get ready for your lonely girls and leave those umbrellas at home.
All right.
I wish it would rain a man on top of my head. Somebody was raining men, and the guys was running, getting in their car. Somebody fell through their roof. One man got ran over, so I raided men. Bam! Oh, ladies, y'all going to get sued for that one. Raided men. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know about that one, man. Can you imagine driving down the street and men just falling out there? Everywhere, all on the grass, everywhere. The ladies will be happy, but the men will be mad. Oh, man, it's raining men. Let me get the heck.
Thank you.
was Gatto by Berry doing I Want You. I want you to want me. You know, I still can't get over that song, man. I'm driving down the highway. Temperature's rising. It's raining men. Oh my God, there's a man on my windshield. Okay. Oh, man. That was just too funny. Hey, listen, I got to get ready to get out of here and give me some Chinese food. But I think I'm going to be like Gloria Gaynor. I never can say goodbye to you guys because I really, really enjoy being on air with you. And you have to see some of the comments I get from my producer as well as the fans. They'd be like, "Don, it's something wrong with you, man." So tonight's show, memories, good or haunting. They could be some haunting memories, or your memories can bring joy and sometimes a little sadness because you missed a person or you missed what happened. But guess what? At the time, the memories are good. So I'm going to sign off with Gloria Gaynor. Never Can Say Goodbye. And I really like that track, man. And want you to stay safe out there. Get all the shots that you can get. Shot in your foot, shot in your toe, in the derriere. And just be safe out there. Just try to be safe. I want you to be around for a long time with me. All right, Gloria, what you going to do?
Dad, I'm going to sing Never Can Say Goodbye because I'm hoping you leave and I don't see you no more.
What?
I'm just kidding.